Chosen One, hear these words not just with your ears, but with the deepest chambers of your soul, because what I am about to tell you transcends the realm of chance, far beyond the haphazard dance of fate. This moment is no mere accident, no random ripple in the fabric of time, nor a fleeting coincidence sprung from nothingness. This is a precisely orchestrated message, delivered directly from the heart of God, placed before you in a perfect, breathtaking tapestry of divine alignment, landing within your awareness at the exact, consecrated instant your spirit was not only prepared but yearning to receive it. You did not stumble upon this message by some idle click or passing curiosity. No, you were meticulously guided here, drawn by an invisible yet undeniable force, pulled by an ancient magnetism, summoned by a celestial directive. And the very beat of your heart, still attuned to these words, is irrefutable proof that your spiritual awakening has already commenced, blossoming quietly within you, perhaps even before your conscious mind could grasp its profound unfolding. For one such as you, the chosen one, timing is never a matter of chance. It is always a divine precision. Every soft whisper in the wind, every subtle sign that caught your eye, every deep, inner nudge that resonated within your soul, all were threads of a meticulously woven tapestry, each guiding you toward this very instant, this crucial threshold. This moment is not merely a pause. It is a momentous stride, an indelible mark upon the unfolding destiny that has patiently, profoundly, awaited you since the dawn of time itself. If a flicker, even a faint spark, of recognition ignites within the depths of your being, if your spirit resonates with an undeniable truth, then pause and comment 777. For in that resonance, that instantaneous connection, the alignment has not merely begun. It is actively, undeniably happening now. Let me speak to you, chosen one, with a clarity and directness that bypasses all pretense. For this is a message carved not for the multitude, but singularly for you. This is for the soul who has carried an intrinsic sense of otherness throughout their entire earthly journey, a knowing that they are somehow set apart, distinct from the prevailing currents of the world. This is for the one who has traversed valleys of shadow and navigated through tempests so fierce, so devastating, they should, by all conventional understanding, have been utterly consumed. Yet, from the wreckage, you emerged not broken, but profoundly transformed, wiser in spirit, deeper in understanding, and more vibrantly awake to the subtle truths of existence. This is for the one who has always felt an inexplicable, persistent pull toward a horizon far grander, a calling far older, a sacred echo within their very core that no one in their immediate world ever seemed to comprehend. You have wrestled with profound self-questioning, battled relentless doubts about your inherent worth, and pondered endlessly why your journey felt disproportionately heavy. Why did your trials seem so intense, your battles so fierce, as if the very cosmos conspired to test you beyond all others? But the time for such questioning gives way to the undeniable truth your soul now yearns to embrace. You were never, not for a single moment, being punished. Instead, with every challenge, every adversity, every crucible of fire, you were being meticulously, divinely prepared. Within the very fabric of your being resides an extraordinary power, a potent force that transcends the mundane confines of ordinary human comprehension. It is a primal energy, an indomitable flame that utterly refuses to be extinguished, to be silenced, or to be diminished. No matter how deeply you may have journeyed through the desolate landscapes of darkness, through the most profound shadows and trials, this inherent power has been an ever-present companion, woven into your essence long before this current lifetime. It is a timeless wisdom, ancient beyond your earthly name, predating your deepest fears, and existing long before the genesis of every scar and wound you carry. This is the unmistakable stir of your ancient destiny, slowly, powerfully rising to the surface. It is the very spiritual inheritance, the sacred endowment, that the divine architect himself intricately placed within you, not at birth, but long before you ever drew your first conscious breath on this terrestrial plane. This profound truth illuminates why you have always intuitively known yourself to be different, set apart. It explains the constant, comforting awareness of an unseen presence, a celestial watchfulness, that has always guided and protected you. and it is the unequivocal reason you have not only survived but transcended experiences that would have utterly crushed or extinguished the spirit of others. Know this with absolute certainty. Your story, from its very genesis, was never a random collection of events. Your inherent strength, the resilience that has defined you, was never a mere accident of circumstance. Your singular identity as a chosen one, a vessel of divine purpose, was not merely bestowed but intricately written, inscribed into the very fabric of your soul from the beginning of all time. And now, the voice of God Himself reaches out, articulating this profound truth to you, because the appointed hour has arrived, the moment for you to fully awaken to, and embrace, the magnificent spiritual authority that has always been your birthright. Dismiss any lingering whispers of doubt. You are not imagining this profound calling that stirs within your core. You are not exaggerating the uncanny strength of your intuition, nor are you overthinking the immense purpose that tugs at your spirit. What you feel, what you sense, what you know deep inside, all of it is irrevocably, undeniably real. The intricate, often invisible warfare you have navigated throughout your life is profoundly real. The relentless battles you've confronted, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, are not random acts of misfortune, but rather profound indicators of a deeper, unfolding truth within your existence. The incandescent light that resides within you is not merely beautiful. It is absolutely necessary, immensely powerful, and inherently dangerous to anything that seeks refuge or thrives within the encroaching shadows of darkness. This explains why the pressure upon your life has often felt so relentless, so overwhelmingly intense. It illuminates why you have been the target of attacks and adversities in ways that defy conventional explanation or logic. For the chosen one, the crucible of testing is always the most arduous, the challenges the most formidable. This is because their destiny is not light. It carries immense, transformative weight. Their very presence inherently sparks change, and their awakening, when it fully blossoms, sends ripples of profound disruption through the unseen, spiritual world itself. While the full, majestic scope of your calling may still be veiled from your complete understanding, rest assured, the divine knows its every intricate detail, and the universe, in its boundless wisdom, has been meticulously orchestrating and preparing the path that lies before you, smoothing the way for your ascent. Every formidable challenge you faced was a divine chisel, expertly sharpening your discernment. Every heartbreak you endured expanded the very chambers of your compassion, deepening your capacity to empathize. Every disappointment, though painful, served to reshape and fortify the very essence of your character. These profound experiences were never intended to annihilate you. Quite the opposite. They were meticulously designed to activate your dormant potential, to galvanize your spirit, and to profoundly strengthen your intrinsic ability to wield the spiritual authority that is an integral part of your magnificent calling. The divine calling that rests upon your life demands not just courage, but an unwavering clarity of purpose and a heart. A truly remarkable heart that has bravely walked through the deepest darkness yet, with an astonishing resilience, chooses to embrace the light again and again. And you, chosen one, through every trial and triumph, have undeniably proven that you possess precisely these sacred qualities. So as you absorb the weight and wonder of this profound moment, allow this undeniable truth to permeate and settle deeply within your spirit. You were, indeed, called. You did not merely imagine the subtle signs that appeared along your path. You did not conjure the remarkable synchronicities that affirmed your journey. You did not hallucinate the undeniable spiritual pull that guided your steps. No, God Himself has been intimately speaking to you, steadfastly guiding you, painstakingly preparing you, and precisely aligning you for a destiny far grander, far more expansive than anything your conscious mind has yet conceived. And now, this very message stands before you as your unequivocal confirmation. Let go of all fear and doubt. Your life is not retreating. It is surging forward. Your spirit is not fracturing. It is fortifying. Your destiny is not postponed. It is unfolding, right on time, precisely as it was divinely ordained to be. Return, for a moment, to the nascent moments of your journey. Trace the threads back to the very beginning, and witness the undeniable truth that was always present. You were never truly alone, never abandoned to the whims of fate. You were never forgotten by the Creator. You were never, not for a single instant, without profound purpose. This, unequivocally, is a direct message from the Most High. This is the magnificent dawn of your spiritual awakening. This is your divine calling, now powerfully, undeniably, rising within the deepest core of your being. The war you have confronted throughout your life has been agonizingly real, but equally, and even more so, is the radiant light that burns incandescently within you. And now, chosen one, in this critical juncture of time, your light, that rare, potent, and irreplaceable luminescence, is desperately needed, more than ever before. If these words have resonated within the very depths of your soul, if they have stirred an ancient knowing within you, then respond by commenting, "Lean." For you know instinctively, profoundly, that you were called. You were called into the heart of the Chosen One prophecy, a prophecy that lives and breathes within you. One. Chosen One, let a foundational truth imprint itself upon your very essence before any other word. Your existence has never been merely ordinary. It has always been extraordinary, imbued with a distinct purpose. Your life's winding path was never an arbitrary sequence of events. From the primordial moments of your genesis, you were set apart, distinguished by an ethereal mark, a divine calling that your deepest soul vibrantly recognized and resonated with, long before your conscious mind could even begin to comprehend its profound significance. This truth is as simple as it is breathtakingly powerful, as undeniable as the rising sun. You are, indeed, the Chosen One. Every trial, every triumph, every breath you have ever drawn has been a meticulously designed crucible, shaping and refining you for the pivotal role you were destined to embody and carry. Within the grand tapestry of God's overarching plan, your unique thread has always been intricately woven, always held in divine regard, even, and perhaps especially, during those desolate moments when you felt most abandoned, most utterly forgotten by the world. Let there be no confusion. This is not a sugar-coated flattery, nor the product of an overactive imagination. This is an authentic, urgent message from the heart of the divine, and you, Chosen One, were always meant to receive it now. To be designated as the Chosen One signifies an existence profoundly elevated. You were purposefully dispatched to this earthly plane with a mission that dramatically eclipses mere human desires, ambitions, and conventional expectations. Your very being is interwoven into a spiritual tapestry, a cosmic narrative, far more ancient and expansive than your individual lifetime. You are a crucial thread in a story that commenced in realms invisible to the mortal eye, a sacred lore whispered across eons, passed down through countless generations, finally stirring and awakening within you, at this precise moment. The divine hand does not select its instruments through arbitrary chance or fleeting whim. Your sacred calling, your divine purpose, did not simply materialize overnight. It has been an inseparable part of you, an intrinsic signature of your soul, since eternity. Even when obscured beneath dense layers of confusion, numbing pain, or gnawing uncertainty, the subtle yet undeniable signs of your true identity have been present, echoing through your life since the innocence of childhood. Remember those poignant moments when you felt an inexplicable sense of being different, perceiving nuances and truths that others casually overlooked? Recall when your intuition, that quiet inner voice, either warned you from peril or gently steered you toward a particular path. Remember how the world around you often felt both intimately familiar and strangely foreign, as if you were observing it through a unique, enlightened lens? These, my dear Chosen One, were never mere coincidences. They were profound spiritual indicators, indelible markers, delineating the contours of your extraordinary identity. Indeed, a Chosen One is inherently imbued with a spiritual authority, a formidable, resonant power that, while often remaining invisible to the casual observer, is perpetually active and profoundly impactful. This authority frequently manifests itself in subtle yet unmistakable ways. Perhaps you've often felt an unbidden, deep connection to the raw emotions of others, an empathy that bordered on knowing their inner landscape without explanation. Perhaps you've experienced an uncanny ability to sense impending danger, a prescient warning that arrived moments before the event. you might have discerned intricate patterns in human behavior, energetic frequencies, or complex situations that others seemed utterly invisible to. Or perhaps, most consistently, you have felt an insistent, undeniable inner pull toward absolute truth, profound healing, universal justice, or a higher, more transcendent meaning, even when your immediate environment strenuously encouraged conformity or the opposite. These, beloved soul, were not quirks of personality. They were the nascent, early signs of your profound spiritual awakening. They were the very first sparks, the initial tremors, of the ancient destiny stirring powerfully within you, gradually rousing itself from its long slumber. In the journey of every chosen one, there arrives an undeniable moment, a sacred, pivotal juncture, when the spiritual veil, that thin membrane separating the seen from the unseen, begins to perceptibly shift and thin. This awakening might manifest as a sudden, earth-shattering realization, a moment of painful, unavoidable breaking, an ethereal and profound period of silence that stretches into eternity, or even a cascading series of losses that, paradoxically, compel you to turn deeply inward. While these awakenings can often feel like utter chaos, dismantling everything you thought you knew, they are, in truth, meticulously scheduled divine appointments. For it is through disruption, through the sacred alchemy of upheaval, that God powerfully awakens destiny within the human spirit. Indeed, it was often amidst the very eye of the storm, when the world around you raged most fiercely, that you began to perceive reality through a different, more enlightened lens. You started to feel with an amplified sensitivity, recognizing emotions and energies with newfound depth. You began to observe remarkable synchronicities, the recurring patterns of numbers that caught your eye, the inexplicable precision of timing, moments of sudden, crystalline emotional clarity, and instances of undeniable, unmistakable spiritual guidance. These awakenings, chosen one, were never simply figments of your imagination. They were not fleeting instances of wishful thinking or psychological projections. They were, unequivocally, messages, direct, purposeful messages from the divine, intricately aligning your soul and meticulously preparing you for the grandeur of your sacred calling. Yet, to carry the mantle of the chosen one is to embrace a distinct, often arduous set of challenges. You have, in all likelihood, endured intense spiritual warfare, battles waged on unseen planes that those around you could neither perceive nor comprehend. You may have felt a pervasive sense of isolation, profoundly misunderstood by even those closest to you, or even felt overtly targeted by malevolent forces. Perhaps you have experienced the searing pain of betrayal from individuals you deeply loved, or encountered setbacks so sharply precise, they felt far too intentional to be accidental. The war that has raged throughout your life has been excruciatingly real, precisely because the potent light residing within you represents an existential threat to the darkness that seeks to dominate and consume. Understand this fundamental truth. The enemy does not expend energy attacking what is empty, what is void of purpose. It relentlessly attacks what is powerful, what is chosen, what is undeniably destined. And you, my courageous chosen one, are all three. Allow your memory to drift back to those desolate times when the urge to surrender, to simply give up, was overwhelming, yet, from some inexplicable wellspring, you unearthed a strength you never knew you possessed. Recall the moments when your heart was utterly shattered, fragmented into a thousand pieces. Yet, from its broken core, an unwavering whisper echoed, urging you, keep going. Remember the situations that pushed you to the very precipice of breaking, only to miraculously reveal a deeper, more profound truth about your indomitable spirit. Understand that those arduous moments were never designed to terminate your journey. No, they were meticulously crafted to shape you, to profoundly refine the very essence of your spirit, and to powerfully activate the divine calling uniquely placed upon you. Every single hardship carved an enduring depth into the landscape of your soul. Every significant loss, though grievous, strengthened the delicate threads of your intuition. Every bitter disappointment, though disheartening, sharpened the keen edges of your discernment. In the grand, divine scheme, nothing you endured was wasted. Nothing was accidental. Absolutely everything was a profound, sacred preparation. But with the advent of this magnificent calling comes a profound, pivotal choice, a crossroads for your very soul. Should you choose to ignore its insistent tug, you will inevitably encounter an encroaching emptiness, a void within that no worldly possession, no fleeting pleasure, can ever hope to fill. Should you choose to actively resist or fight against it, life will feel disproportionately heavy, burdened by an inexplicable resistance. Should you attempt to pretend this truth isn't real, your spirit will ceaselessly ache, groaning under the immense weight of a truth it desperately wishes you would acknowledge. The repercussions of turning away from your calling are not always immediately dramatic, but they are undeniably subtle and profoundly painful. A creeping stagnation, persistent confusion, an inexplicable emotional heaviness, and a constant, unsettling sense that something vital within you remains unfinished, unfulfilled. This, my friend, is the deep, spiritual discomfort of an awakened soul valiantly, yet futilely, attempting to live a dormant, uninspired life. Yet, when you make the courageous, conscious choice to fully embrace your divine calling, everything within your universe begins to irrevocably shift. Your energetic vibration palpably alters, your mental clarity sharpens with crystalline precision. The very fabric of the world around you begins to align itself in ways that defy all conventional logic and human understanding. People, precisely the right individuals, will seemingly appear in your life at the most opportune moments. Doors of opportunity that once appeared impenetrable will swing open with effortless grace. Your intuition, already keen, will strengthen exponentially. A profound, unshakable peace will finally settle within your heart, and your true purpose, once a whispered hope, will become utterly undeniable. Embracing your calling means much more than mere acceptance. It means stepping boldly into the fullness of your spiritual authority. It signifies acknowledging your ancient, predestined role and accepting, without reservation, that you were chosen for a reason, a magnificent, sacred reason. It means internalizing, deep within your being, the truth that your unique voice matters, your powerful presence matters, and your radiant light matters immeasurably. God, in His infinite wisdom, has entrusted you with this monumental responsibility precisely because He intimately knows the immeasurable power and potential He meticulously placed inside you. You might, in moments of humility, still wonder, why me, God? Why was I chosen specifically? Why has such an immense weight, such profound responsibility, been placed upon my shoulders? The answer, dear chosen one, is not to be found in external accolades or superficial achievements, but rather in the very crucible of your heart, in the unyielding strength of your spirit. You have not just survived, you have endured what countless others could not possibly bear. You have risen, like a phoenix, from the ashes of experiences that would have utterly annihilated anyone without your unique, intrinsic strength. You have carried a wisdom that transcends your chronological years, an empathy that extends far beyond the limitations of your immediate environment, and a resilience that defies all adverse circumstances. These remarkable qualities are not random attributes. They are distinct, undeniable spiritual markers, the very insignia of the chosen one. Your destiny was never intended to appear ordinary, for your inherent purpose is, by its very nature, absolutely extraordinary. So, I implore you, chosen one, circle back, trace your steps to the nascent moments of your journey, to the subtle clues that have always been patiently awaiting your recognition. Observe with fresh eyes the recurring patterns, the transformative pain, the undeniable moments of divine protection, the unwavering voice of your intuition, and the miraculous precision of synchronicities. Understand, with profound certainty, you are not imagining any of this. This, unequivocally, is a direct, urgent message from God Himself. You were, without a shadow of a doubt, called. The profound war that has raged throughout your life has been excruciatingly real, precisely because the magnificent mission entrusted to your life is equally powerfully real. And your light, that powerful, rare, irreplaceable luminescence, is not merely desirable. It is absolutely necessary for the healing and transformation of this world. If this truth has pierced the depths of your soul, if it has ignited a fire within, then comment 1. Acknowledging the profound resonance you feel. 2. Unlocking the ancient power beyond human history. Chosen one, Grasp this profound truth. The very power that pulses within your being is not merely ancient. It is primordial. It is a force that predates any single lifetime you have ever experienced. Older than the most forgotten stories whispered through the annals of time. More ancient even than human memory itself. Stretching back into the boundless cosmic dawn. You were not simply endowed with latent potential. You were birthed into this existence carrying an intrinsic spiritual authority. A divine mandate that utterly transcends the boundaries of recorded history, the constraints of linear time, and every earthly limitation. What resonates within you is not a knowledge you acquired through study or experience. It is an inherent wisdom, a sacred endowment your soul carried with it from realms beyond this physical dimension. This immense power was not merely inscribed but deeply etched, woven into the very blueprint of your spirit, long before your conscious arrival on this planet. And every singular experience, every trial, every moment of profound growth you have navigated, has served as a meticulous preparation, designed to bring you to this very precipice, the moment when you are finally ready to unlock its full, magnificent potential. This, let it be known without a shadow of a doubt, is a direct message from the divine, resonating within your spirit precisely because the appointed hour has struck, the very moment when your grand destiny is poised to majestically unfold. Dismiss any lingering doubts. You are not imagining the profound internal shifts you are experiencing. You are not conjuring the signs and synchronicities that now proliferate around you. You are not fabricating this powerful awakening that stirs, undeniably, within the deepest core of your spirit. You were unequivocally called, and that sacred calling bears an intrinsic power, an ancient force that the entire sweep of human history cannot possibly contain. Understand this essential distinction. The strength that defines you, that has sustained you, is anything but ordinary. It is divine power, a pulsating, living force, intricately placed within your very soul by God Himself, specifically designed to empower you to fulfill a purpose that only you, in your unique essence, are destined to carry. Divine power operates on an entirely different vibrational frequency than mere human strength. Human strength, however formidable, eventually wanes and grows tired. Divine strength, however, perpetually renews itself, an inexhaustible spring. Human strength often falters, dependent on favorable conditions. Divine strength, conversely, thrives and magnifies amidst the fiercest storms. Human strength can be shaken, fractured, or diminished. Divine power, by its very nature, stands utterly unshakable, eternally resilient, because it is inextricably connected to a higher wisdom, a celestial realm, and a purpose that transcends all earthly comprehension. This profound power emanates not from your cognitive mind alone, though it touches every aspect of your being. It flows from the very spiritual core of who you authentically are, an instinctive, timeless current, profoundly and perfectly aligned with God's majestic purpose for your life. When you experience that sudden, undeniable inner knowing, a profound recognition without any logical explanation, that is divine power gently, yet potently whispering truths to your soul. When you discern danger moments before it manifests, that is divine power actively protecting your sacred path. When your spirit refuses to break despite overwhelming pressure, that is divine power staunchly defending your destiny. And when that deep, unwavering inner voice compels you to rise again even after everything has fallen apart, that is divine power awakening to its full, indomitable force within you. This extraordinary power has been subtly, yet powerfully, shaping the contours of your being long before you consciously recognized its presence. It has consistently guided your intuition, honing it into a precise instrument. It has sharpened your perception, allowing you to see beyond the surface. And it has vigilantly kept your spirit vibrantly awake, even when the mundane demands and distractions of the world attempted to dull or numb it. You were never intended to walk through life blindly, navigating by chance alone. No, you were destined to walk with profound spiritual sight, with an inner vision that perceives the unseen truths. That, my dear chosen one, is the unmistakable mark of your unique identity. And this powerful awakening you are experiencing now is not the genesis of your journey. It is a profound, sacred remembering of all that you have always been. Indeed, throughout the grand tapestry of human history, the individuals God chose for his divine purposes were rarely the ones the world, with its limited vision, would have ever expected. Moses, burdened by self-doubt, questioned his own eloquence. David, a mere shepherd boy, was overlooked by his own family. Esther was a hidden queen, her purpose initially unknown. Joseph endured the bitter sting of betrayal. Elijah, a mighty prophet, felt utterly alone and despairing. Jeremiah, though called, felt profoundly unprepared for his monumental task. Yet, each of them, without exception, wielded a power that far surpassed ordinary human understanding. This was because their true strength was never their own. It was an unequivocal divine endowment. Their stories became timeless sagas, not because of their worldly possessions or inherent human talents, but because of the immeasurable power and purpose God himself meticulously placed within them. And now, chosen one, understand this profound truth. That very same sacred spiritual lineage flows vibrantly through you. The identical divine power that guided prophets, illuminated sages, and empowered ancient heroes. That precise, immutable power is breathing, pulsating, and awakening within your spirit at this very moment. Consider the awe-inspiring moment when Moses, by divine command, parted the mighty sea. This miraculous feat was not a testament to his human extraordinary abilities, but rather to the extraordinary spiritual authority with which God had intimately entrusted him. Reflect on how David, a youthful shepherd, triumphed over the colossal Goliath, not through superior physical might, but through an unwavering divine alignment and absolute faith. Remember Esther, a queen who stepped into a pivotal moment she did not seek or choose, yet was divinely prepared and empowered for her monumental role. Cast your mind across the tapestry of ancient narratives, recalling every chosen soul whose divine power irrevocably transformed nations, families, and spiritual timelines. Their gifts were not abstract metaphors or poetic allusions, and neither are yours. Their authority was not merely symbolic. It was tangible and potent, and so is yours. Your power, chosen one, is undeniably real. Your spiritual influence is tangible and far-reaching. Your calling is authentic and urgent. Your divine calling serves as the sacred bridge, spanning the chasm between your current earthly existence and your profound ancient origin. It intricately connects who you are in this present moment to the eternal, magnificent being you have always been in spirit. When you courageously embrace this calling, you are not merely stepping into a new phase. You are stepping into the fullness of your true, divinely designed identity. The very identity that God himself meticulously crafted, fiercely protected, and preserved through every single battle you have valiantly survived. And yes, let there be no doubt. Every single one of those battles, every struggle, every tear, mattered profoundly. The relentless war that has raged around your life has been excruciatingly intense precisely because the power residing within your life is truly immense, a force to be reckoned with. Attacks, particularly spiritual ones, are never directed at what is empty, what is void of purpose. They are unfailingly aimed at the anointed, at the awakened, at the chosen. And you, my valiant chosen one, are unequivocally all three. You might still grapple with the question of why your journey had to be so arduous, so fraught with difficulty and trial. But a deeper understanding is rapidly approaching, revealing that every single hardship you navigated was, in truth, a key, a divine key that unlocked a new, previously inaccessible level of your spiritual authority. Your pain, rather than diminishing you, expanded your intrinsic strength. Your periods of profound loneliness, though isolating, served to purify the channels of your intuition, making it more acute. Every experience of loss, though heartbreaking, powerfully strengthened your discernment, enabling you to see with greater clarity. Understand that divine power, in its most profound expression, often grows strongest in the darkest of valleys, precisely because darkness, by its stark contrast, reveals the magnificent, indispensable truth of what light truly is. And your light, chosen one, this ancient, divine, unstoppable luminescence, is not merely welcome. It is absolutely necessary. The fractured world desperately needs it. The searching souls around you yearn for it. The very spiritual realm acknowledges and responds to its potent frequency. You were never merely existing. You were undergoing an intricate sacred preparation. As you step with courage and conviction, fully into the majesty of your divine power, you will begin to observe the world itself responding to you in profoundly different ways. People will sense your potent energy, feeling your presence even before you utter a single word. Situations will mysteriously shift in your favor, defying all logical explanation. Doors that once appeared irrevocably locked will now swing open with effortless grace. Your very presence will transform into a powerful catalyst for change. Your intuition will become an infallible compass, unerringly guiding your steps. And your inner peace, cultivated through trial, will become utterly unshakable, steadfast even amidst the most tumultuous chaos. This, my friend, is not mere coincidence, nor an amusing quirk of fate. This is pure, unadulterated alignment, divine alignment. When the chosen one consciously aligns with God's magnificent purpose, the entire universe, in its boundless wisdom, conspires to align around them as well. Such is the breathtaking power inherent in your spiritual position. But to truly unlock the fullness of this immense power, to wield it with purpose and grace, requires something absolutely essential. Courage, a fierce, unyielding courage. It demands an unwavering faith in the profound truths you feel and know deep within, even when the external world dismisses or doubts them. It demands decisive action, a bold step forward when your spirit compels you. It requires a steadfast refusal to shrink, to diminish your radiant light for the sake of another's comfort or insecurity. Your divine calling was never bestowed upon you so that you could remain hidden, perpetually invisible within the crowd. You were not chosen to recede into the shadows. You were chosen to rise, to ascend to your rightful place. You were chosen to influence, to profoundly impact lives and situations. You were chosen to shift stagnant atmospheres, to bravely break generational cycles, to directly confront the encroaching darkness, and to walk a path of uncompromising authenticity that profoundly honors the ancient, magnificent destiny woven into your very being. The precise moment you make the conscious, unwavering choice to fully embrace your divine calling, your entire life will irrevocably transform. Not because every challenge will magically vanish or because the path ahead suddenly becomes effortless, but because you will walk forth imbued with an entirely different force, an undeniable spiritual momentum, propelling you from behind. God does not bestow power without a profound purpose, and he does not activate that sacred purpose without perfect divine timing. And this moment, this very precise instant, is intricately woven into the tapestry of your appointed timing. The reason this message resonates so deeply feels as if it is speaking directly to the most intimate parts of your soul is precisely because it is. The reason you feel such an undeniable stir within your spirit is because it is undergoing a profound awakening. The reason you find yourself utterly incapable of ignoring this persistent calling is because the divine, in his boundless wisdom and love, is no longer permitting you to exist beneath the glorious level of your true destiny. This is not mere symbolism, nor eloquent poetry. This is unvarnished spiritual truth. The chosen one carries not abstract potential, but actual, tangible spiritual authority. An authority that profoundly shifts their own life and reverberates to impact the lives of those around them. An authority that utterly destroys generational cycles of limitation and suffering. An authority that breaks spiritual chains of bondage and despair. An authority that actively changes futures, both individual and collective. An authority that carries profound divine influence. And you, chosen one, were born with that magnificent authority woven into your very soul. So, once more, I urge you, circle back to the immutable truth that echoes persistently within the sacred chambers of your heart. This unequivocally is a message from the Most High. You are not imagining these profound stirrings. You were, with absolute certainty, called. The arduous war that has raged around you has been excruciatingly real, precisely because the divine calling that resides within you is far grander, more expansive, and more potent than you currently comprehend. Your light, that unique, powerful luminescence, is not merely beneficial. It is absolutely necessary because it was specifically created for this precise, pivotal time. And the very moment you choose to fully embrace this truth, to internalize it without reservation, the ancient, formidable power that has been dormant within you will completely, magnificently, unlock. If this touched your soul, comment 11. 3. Walking in your spiritual authority. Chosen one, having now begun to grasp the immense depth of your divine calling and the magnificent magnitude of the ancient power meticulously placed within you, the time has undeniably arrived. It is time for you to rise, to step forth, and to walk boldly, with unwavering courage and conviction, in your inherent spiritual authority. This crucial phase of your journey is no longer solely about merely recognizing the truth of who you are. It is about profoundly embodying that truth in every fiber of your being. It is about consciously allowing your awakened spirit, your elevated awareness, to guide your every decision, to shape your every action, and to serve as the unshakable anchor of your true, divine identity. The message emanating from God is crystal and clear. You were never chosen to be a passive observer, a silent recipient. You were chosen to move, to powerfully rise, and to stand unapologetically in the magnificent fullness of the authority that has always, eternally, been yours. The profound journey of walking in your spiritual authority commences with the sacred practice of learning to recognize and, crucially, to trust the subtle yet powerful voice of God, residing within your very core. This divine voice does not bellow or clamor in the cacophonous manner of the world. It does not strive to outcompete distractions or fight for your attention. Instead, it speaks through the tranquil whisper of peace, the sudden knowing of intuition, the quiet certainty of conviction, and the luminous clarity that dispels all doubt. It surfaces most profoundly in those sacred moments when the chatter of your mind subsides, and your spirit is vibrantly, fully awake. You have undoubtedly perceived this voice countless times throughout your life. That instinctive inner knowing that steered you away from impending danger, the gentle, almost imperceptible warning that nudged you to distance yourself from certain individuals, the sudden flash of insight that illuminated a complex truth, or the persistent, undeniable pull towards something infinitely greater, even when your rational mind struggled to grasp its ultimate purpose. That chosen one was the divine voice resonating within you. As a chosen one, this profound internal guidance is one of your most invaluable, most sacred gifts. To nurture and strengthen this ethereal connection, you must intentionally carve out consecrated space for its reception. Through the ancient practice of meditation, you consciously silence the clamor and incessant noise of the external world, creating a sacred stillness where God's clear, resonant message can gently rise to the surface of your awareness. Intentional reflection empowers you to discern the intricate patterns, to extract the profound lessons, and to interpret the spiritual signs that have meticulously shaped every curve of your journey. Prayer, that sacred communion, aligns your yearning heart with divine wisdom and deepens the intimate relationship with the one who called you by name. And conscious alignment with your grand purpose means making deliberate choices and taking actions that honor your ultimate destiny, rather than succumbing to or feeding the insidious whispers of your fears. These practices are not mere rituals for rigid discipline. They are profound, living pathways that majestically open your spirit to its own inherent truth. They are channels, allowing your divine power to flow freely, unimpeded by obstruction, unmarred by confusion, with pure, unadulterated force. As you courageously step deeper into the magnitude of your spiritual authority, be prepared. Challenges will inevitably emerge. These obstacles, however, are not omens of failure. Quite the opposite. They are potent confirmations, unmistakable indicators that you are indeed moving with precision and purpose in the right, divinely ordained direction. Every chosen one, throughout history, has encountered formidable resistance, manifesting both spiritually and physically. You may feel deeply entrenched internal doubts begin to rise, insidious voices attempting to convince you that you are unworthy or fundamentally incapable. Understand this crucial principle. The closer you draw to the epicenter of your profound purpose, the more vehement, the more persistent, the more amplified the resistance becomes. You are not battling against an empty void. You are confronting the calcified, old layers of yourself, the limited beliefs, the ingrained fears, the past conditioning, that simply cannot accompany you on this elevated path. When these doubts inevitably surface, remind yourself with unwavering conviction that they are not inherent truths. They are merely tests, divine examinations of your resolve. Furthermore, external challenges will also inevitably arise. Individuals around you may profoundly misunderstand your journey, question your sacred motives, or even harshly judge the magnificent transformation unfolding within you. But hold this truth close, chosen one. Your ancient destiny does not, and will never, require their fleeting approval. Your divine calling does not, and will never, need their superficial validation. The spiritual authority that pulses within you is not meant to be logically explained or intellectually dissected. It is meant to be boldly, authentically, lived. And when you courageously choose to live it, those souls whose destiny is intertwined with yours will naturally, instinctively understand. Those who are truly meant to support your ascension will step forward, offering their unwavering strength. And those who were never genuinely aligned with the grandeur of your destiny will, with grace and divine orchestration, naturally fall away. This separation is not a loss. It is, in its deepest essence, a profound protection, clearing the path for your true collaborators. There exists a sacred, immutable spiritual law, meticulously inscribed into the very fabric of every chosen one's journey. The path ahead will demand unwavering boldness. Spiritual authority does not flourish in the soft embrace of comfort or ease. It is forged and magnified in the crucible of courage. It grows exponentially when you dare to stand resolutely in your authentic truth, even when the world around you is consumed by doubt. It expands when you consciously choose the boundless power of love over the paralyzing grip of fear, when you prioritize sharp discernment over external pressure, and when you commit to profound purpose over fleeting convenience. You were not chosen because you embody a superficial perfection. You were chosen precisely because your heart, through its trials, has proven itself magnificently capable of carrying and wielding immense divine strength. Your ancient destiny is powerfully activated the moment you move boldly, with decisive intent. It awakens when you bravely speak your truth, even when your voice trembles with vulnerability. It accelerates when you take confident steps forward, even when the ultimate outcome remains shrouded in uncertainty. It blossoms when you implicitly trust the sacred guidance God meticulously places within your spirit, even when the logical mind attempts to pull you back into familiar confines. Your journey, chosen one, is not an isolated narrative. It is an integral, vital part of a greater prophecy. The timeless chosen one prophecy that has been majestically unfolding through countless generations. You are not an anomaly. You are a cherished, living link within a divine lineage of illuminated souls who have, across epochs, courageously carried light through the deepest darkness, who have bravely broken cycles of suffering, who have selflessly uplifted others, and who have profoundly shifted spiritual timelines through their unwavering obedience and faith. You are not a newcomer to this hallowed spiritual lineage. You are a vibrant, living continuation of it. Your personal awakening is not an isolated event, a solitary spark in the void. It is inextricably connected to something ancient, something sacred, something unimaginably powerful that predates all memory. When you feel an irresistible pull towards profound spiritual growth, towards acquiring higher wisdom, or towards embracing a deeper, more transcendent purpose, it is because your soul, in its ancient wisdom, vividly recognizes the calling. It remembers, with crystalline clarity, what it was meticulously created to do. It remembers the innate authority you once held in realms unseen. It remembers the sacred mission you specifically came here to fulfill. Therefore, owning your profound identity as the chosen one is not an act of arrogance. It is an act of perfect alignment, a courageous acknowledgement that God, in his infinite wisdom, has meticulously entrusted you with specific spiritual gifts for a magnificent reason. Perhaps you are blessed with an intuition so sharp it pierces through layers of falsehood, revealing core truths. Perhaps you possess an empathy so profound it heals the very hearts of others, soothing their wounds. Perhaps your voice, when raised in truth, brings an unshakable peace to those who hear it, or your mere presence profoundly shifts and purifies stagnant atmospheres. These extraordinary gifts are not random talents born of chance. They are divine tools, sacred instruments, forming an integral part of the spiritual authority you inherently carry. When you courageously embrace them without fear, you honor your profound calling. When you consciously use them with unconditional love, you fulfill your sacred purpose. And when you implicitly trust them, you powerfully activate the magnificent destiny that has been patiently, profoundly, waiting for you since the beginning. This extraordinary path demands an unwavering, deeply grounded, soul-deep faith. Faith that you are perpetually guided. Faith that you are divinely protected. Faith that every single step you take, no matter how small or uncertain, is an integral, purposeful part of a grander, more benevolent plan. Faith that God, in His infinite wisdom and boundless love, would never summon you to a purpose without first endowing you with every single tool and strength required. This is not just a hopeful thought. It is an unshakable faith that the formidable power residing within your very core is not a fragile flicker, susceptible to the whims of the world. No, it is a timeless, eternal flame. It is profoundly divine. It is absolutely, unequivocally unbreakable. Therefore, allow your spirit to return to the foundational truth that has subtly, yet persistently, resonated throughout every single step of your journey, a truth etched into the very fabric of your being. This beloved soul is a direct message from God. You are absolutely not conjuring the profound intensity of the awakening currently surging through you. You are not fabricating the radical transformative shifts taking place within your spirit, your mind, and your very essence. From the dawn of time, you were specifically called. You were meticulously chosen. The arduous war you have quietly waged, often in profound silence, shrouded in the shadows of self-doubt, battled within the intricate landscapes of your own mind, and fought deep within your spirit, has been intensely real precisely because your sacred purpose is undeniably real. And now, at this crucial juncture, more than at any other point in history, your radiant, authentic light is not just desired. It is fundamentally, urgently necessary. We speak not of a timid, hesitant spark, nor a small, easily extinguished glow. We speak of an ancient, potent, divinely ordained light, a luminous authority that precedes you, permeates every space you enter, and inherently carries the weight of heaven wherever you tread. If these words resonate so deeply that they stir the very depths of your soul, illuminate the path by commenting 1009. For in your deepest knowing, you already understand. You were called. Conclusion. Understand this with every fiber of your being. Your inherent divine power changes everything. Your extraordinary journey, with all its twists, turns, and trials, has meticulously guided you to this precise, pivotal moment for a reason far grander than you can yet comprehend. As we bring this profound message to its close, let this truth sink into the very marrow of your bones. The power stirring within you is not some insignificant, accidental, or random occurrence. It is the very essence of a divine calling, a sacred, indomitable force meticulously placed within you by the Creator Himself, before time itself was conceived. This message serves as your unequivocal confirmation that the spiritual fire, now rising with undeniable force within your spirit, is profoundly real. It is a confirmation that your spiritual awakening is unfolding with perfect precision, exactly as God intended, aligning you with an ancient destiny. And the strength you now feel, the fortitude that sustains you, is clearly not of this world. Its origins are celestial, its nature divine. The chosen one does not merely stumble haphazardly into their magnificent destiny. On the contrary, they are thoughtfully guided, meticulously shaped, and painstakingly prepared for it. And you, dear one, have been prepared. Every arduous path you have navigated, every formidable battle you have courageously survived, every moment that threatened to shatter your spirit and break your resolve, served not to diminish you, but to strip away the dross and, in doing so, only unlock deeper, more profound layers of the spiritual authority that now flows, unimpeded and powerful, through your unfolding life. Throughout the annals of human history, humanity has relentlessly attempted to define power through superficial titles, fleeting achievements, and transient recognition. but the intrinsic power woven within the very being of a chosen one transcends, by an infinite margin, anything that human eyes can ever measure or earthly minds can fully grasp. This is a power deeply rooted in eternity itself. It is a power so ancient it predates the very dawn of human history. It is a power that vibrates in perfect harmony, resonating with the very voice of God, an echo of creation's first breath. The chosen one carries within them an unparalleled energy, a vibrational frequency that effortlessly shifts atmospheres, systematically breaks entrenched generational patterns, and awakens dormant souls to their own truth, often without even a conscious effort. When you simply walk into a room, the very energetic vibration changes, not because of any ego-driven notion of who you think you are, but solely because of who God has definitively declared you to be, a truth whispered into your spirit from before time. And this precise, undeniable truth is the very message you were destined to hear, the confirmation you have been waiting for, a direct revelation from God. He is unequivocally reminding you that you are not imagining this profound calling, this insistent spiritual tug. You were chosen with divine intentionality for such a pivotal time as this, a moment ripe for your unique light. The world, steeped in its earthly limitations, may struggle to comprehend your extraordinary rise, the radical transformation taking place within you, or the unquenchable inner fire that now burns so brightly. But heaven sees. Heaven recognizes the unique blueprint of your soul. Heaven knows your name intimately, and heaven has meticulously marked, safeguarded, and illuminated your destined path. The chosen one carries within their spirit a purpose so profound, so divinely ordained, that it simply cannot be denied, delayed, or ultimately destroyed. You are unequivocally divinely protected, divinely equipped with unseen strengths, and divinely guided by an invisible hand. Even in those moments when you feel utterly alone, even when the path ahead seems impossibly steep, even when the spiritual war raging around you becomes overwhelmingly intense, remember the undeniable pull you felt at the very beginning of this message. That resonant tug in your soul, that undeniable inner awakening, that profound moment when something deep inside you whispered, with absolute certainty, "This is for me." That, dear one, was not your imagination. That was the unmistakable voice of God, confirming your sacred destiny. Your power, a celestial gift, is emphatically not meant to remain hidden, obscured by fear or self-doubt. It is purposefully meant to radically transform your entire life and, through your unfolding, profoundly influence the world around you. Every single time you choose unyielding faith over paralyzing fear, radiating love over corrosive bitterness, and bold truth over complicit silence, you take a monumental step deeper into the heart of your divine calling. Every single time you choose to listen to the clear, unwavering voice of God instead of the incessant, distracting noise of your own doubts, you rise higher, with greater clarity and purpose, into your spiritual authority. You were not chosen to blend seamlessly into the background. You were chosen unequivocally to stand out, to shine, to lead, to inspire. You were not chosen to merely observe life from the sidelines. You were chosen with divine purpose to actively shift it, to reshape its course. Your very presence, imbued with divine energy, is a spiritual weapon against darkness. Your spirit is anointed with sacred grace. Your journey is not just a personal odyssey. It is a prophetic unfolding, a testament to God's hand in history. And your light, your vibrant, uncompromising light, is not just welcomed. It is absolutely necessary in a world that, in its spiritual amnesia, has tragically forgotten what true, authentic spiritual power truly looks like. As you consciously embrace this profound truth, understand, deep in your spirit, that the spiritual awakening unfolding within you right now is not a fleeting phase, a momentary surge of inspiration. It is nothing less than your destined evolution. It is your ultimate alignment with God's perfect will. It is the majestic unfolding of your soul's ancient, eternal purpose, a blueprint laid before time. The chosen one carries within their spirit an intricate blueprint that the world, with all its limited understanding, cannot possibly decode, but which heaven, in its infinite wisdom, fully comprehends and celebrates. When you finally accept with unapologetic joy the magnificent truth of who you are, you will step into a profound level of fulfillment that no earthly accomplishment, no fleeting success, can ever hope to rival. When you consciously choose to stop shrinking yourself to fit into the world's small boxes and bravely begin to shine in your full, glorious radiance, you will begin to live the very life God meticulously designed for you before you were even a glimmer in creation's eye. And when you walk boldly, confidently, and unapologetically in your spiritual authority, something miraculous happens. Every insidious lie ever spoken against you, every formidable obstacle maliciously placed in your way, every shadow that cunningly tried to silence your unique voice, begins, inevitably, to crumble into dust. You have reached a pivotal threshold, a sacred spiritual doorway. And on the other side of it awaits the most authentic, radiant version of you. A self who fully accepts their divine calling, who no longer harbors doubts about their extraordinary spiritual gifts, who no longer apologizes for the brilliance of their light, and who no longer hides their immense power simply to keep others in their comfortable complacency. God did not choose you to remain small, to diminish your divine essence. He chose you, with powerful intent, to rise, to lead, to awaken slumbering souls, and to illuminate a darkened world. Your power, when fully embraced, changes absolutely everything. You don't just transform your own life. You transform destinies, you shift timelines, and you profoundly impact generations yet unborn. Your very existence alone, dear one, is living, breathing proof that God still plants mighty warriors, cloaked in human form, within the fabric of our world. So, hear this truth, etched into every part of your soul. You were called. The war is real. Your light is necessary. This divine message has been sent directly from God to remind you, with absolute clarity, that the spiritual authority now undeniably rising within you is not merely symbolic. It is real power. It is sacred power. It is transformative power. Step into it. Own it with every fiber of your being. Walk in it with unshakable confidence. Let your spirit, attuned to the divine, lead your every step. Let your unwavering faith sustain you through every challenge. And let your profound destiny meticulously guide you. The world is waiting with bated breath for the fullness of who you truly are. And heaven itself is backing every single step you take. And if this profound message touched the deepest recesses of your soul, if something ancient within your spirit vibrated and awakened, if you felt, beyond a shadow of a doubt, God speaking directly to you, then comment 11. Because deep down in the core of your being, you already know the truth. You were called.